Taiwan Today with Natalie So.
Hello and welcome to Taiwan Today. I'm Natalie So. Today's show is another part of RTI series of interviews with city mayors and county magistrates about the new southbound policy, which aims to increase ties with Southeast Asia, South Asia, New Zealand, and Australia. Today, Yunling County Magistrate Li Jingyong tells us about Yunling's work in this area.
是的，云林县它是全台湾最大的一个农业的县份哈。当然配合中央。
Yunling County is Taiwan's biggest agricultural county. We are supporting the government's new southbound policy by going southward in many ways. For the past 2 years, I've led delegations to Singapore and Malaysia. This September, along with a delegation from Taichung, we joined Malaysia's Food Expo. So our first move southward is with agricultural exchanges. Yulin has a large variety and quantity of agricultural goods, so we hope to open up this trade with Southeast Asia. We've made contact with many agricultural groups there. In addition to agriculture, we also want to help train talent. We have 3 technical colleges in Yunlin. We have over 500 students from Southeast Asia. We hope they can stay in Taiwan after graduation, but if they return to their home country, they're also an important link to Taiwan. We've also worked to promote cultural exchanges. This year, we hosted the 2017 Lantern Festival. We have about 15,000 new immigrants who are residents of Yunlin. Most of them are from Southeast Asia. Their culture was also integrated into Taiwan's Lantern Festival. So we hoped that they can enjoy this traditional festival and also display their culture there. We also hosted an international puppetry and theater festival. We invited groups from Southeast Asia, such as from the Philippines, Thailand, and Vietnam. They came to be a part of this festival. So these 3 areas are our strength in terms of exchanges with Southeast Asia. We have rich agricultural resources. We have cultural exchanges, and we are happy to contribute to the training of talent.
Enabling new immigrants to have their own display at Taiwan's Lantern Festival was a first. County Magistrate Li tells us more about that special exhibit.
This is the first time we saw this at the Taiwan Lantern Festival. Taiwan is a diverse society. There are over 300,000 new immigrants living in Taiwan. We only have 15,000 in Yunlin, but we hope that as they move here, that they can become a part of society. We don't want them to just sit on a sideline here. We want them to preserve their own culture and mother tongue. Since the Taiwan Lantern Festival is the nation's biggest festival, these new immigrants shouldn't just be visitors. They should act as hosts too. So that's why we encourage them to set up a new immigrant lantern exhibit. This exhibit was made mostly of Southeast Asian nations such as Thailand, Vietnam, Indonesia, and Malaysia. All of these countries have cultural elements related to lanterns. Water lanterns are especially significant for them as they represent peace and prayer. Water lanterns have the same meaning in Taiwan, so their exhibit was especially compelling. So, an event like that can really help new immigrants feel they are respected. Most of these new immigrants are still in touch with their relatives in their homeland. So, an event like this shows Taiwan's friendliness and respect towards these nations and it strengthens ties. Any exchanges should be based on mutual respect, parity, and goodwill. So, I think our Lantern Festival set a good foundation for the new southbound policy.
Yunlin is Taiwan's largest agricultural county, and Li tells us how they are breaking into Southeast Asian markets.
We went to the Food Expo in Malaysia, and we showcased our bamboo shoots and related products. I have to mention that we have many agricultural products grown here, and we also make them into a variety of food products. Now, many countries in Southeast Asia are Muslim, so that is our focus, and this is a very big market. We may start in Malaysia and get a foothold there and then use it as a springboard to other countries. In addition to displaying our products, another important goal is to get halal certification. Some of our products are already certified. Some companies and associations there also visited us, as well as one has signed an agreement to set up a halal certification center in Yunlin. The Malaysian government is working with us about our setting up an authentic halal certification system. We are a leader in the agricultural industry, so that is what many of our exchanges are based on. They want to learn our agricultural technology. They are interested in learning how to raise geese and other specialties we have here. They are, of course, not interested in pigs since they're Muslim. One of their leading businessmen said that as long as we are willing to send our talent and technology, he will take care of the rest and we can work together. Taiwan's agricultural technology is quite outstanding in the world market. So they really welcome our talent and technology to come into their country. Our exchanges need to have mutual benefits. We hope to bring our products to these Muslim markets, and we will help them with their technology. I think this will work well.
County Magistrate Lee tells us if agricultural farmers and companies want to go to Southeast Asia.
Those making food products, of course, want to open that market because the Muslim market is so huge. In the past, we've participated in the Tokyo Food Expo and Taipei's Food Expo, and this is the second year we went to Malaysia's Food Expo. Companies making food products are very eager to go and have had great sales there. In terms of agricultural products, we still need to work on opening up some channels. We also need to encourage our talent here to have more exchanges. We hope that our young farmers will go to Southeast Asia. It's getting more difficult to farm in Taiwan because of environmental concerns. So we also want to help farmers go to Southeast Asia to develop their careers there.
Next, Yunlin County Magistrate Lee Jingyong tells us about his county's services for new immigrants from Southeast Asia.
The sound of the Amis tribe on Radio Taiwan International.
You're listening to Taiwan Today, and I'm Natalie So. RTI is interviewing all of Taiwan's city mayors and county magistrates. Today, Yunlin County Magistrate Lee Jingyong tells us about their county's services for new immigrants from Southeast Asia.
First of all, we need to recognize the contribution that these new immigrants are making to Taiwan society. Most of them are foreign spouses. They are giving tremendous help to their families here in Yunlin. Many foreign laborers play an important role in our economy here. We hope that these new immigrants can integrate into society and become a part of this big family. It is also very important to respect them and help them preserve their own culture and language. That's why we let them be host of their own section of the Taiwan Lantern Festival this year. After I came to the office, we set up a local government section just to serve new immigrants. We also have set up new immigrant learning centers, one near the mountains and one near the sea. They really enjoy our classes at the community college. They can also learn how to read, write, and speak Chinese at these centers. Our county also has a new immigrant service center. It is basically a one-stop center for them. All of our towns have their own household registration office. each of these offices have a window dedicated to new immigrants. All in all, our government has an important spirit towards these new immigrants. We want to thank them, respect them, and serve them.
County Magistrate Lee also tells us about the migrant workers in Yunlin County.
其实云林县的这个外籍的移工，我们统计大概有一万。There are about 17,000 migrant workers in Yunlin. About 8,000 are from Indonesia and 6,000 from Vietnam. We also have Thai and Filipino workers. They play an important role in helping our industries. We actually lack manpower in our factories and farms, so they're helping out a lot. As the government works to solve the lack of manpower, we hope that they don't only look at the lack of talent in industry, but that they also look at the need in agriculture. We've wanted the government to open up the opportunity for migrant workers to work in agriculture here. If they don't, 10 years later, there may not be any farmers left. So that's what we're calling for. Migrant workers make a great contribution here, so we need to take care of them, to respect them and serve them. As they leave their home to work in a foreign land, they need to be comforted. The government should also give them all the practical help they need. We have personnel who are fluent in their languages in our labor agencies to serve them.
Yunlin County Magistrate Li Jingyong also tells us how he's been able to attract businesses to Yunlin.
We've been quite successful in attracting investment here in the past 2 years. Many large factories have come here to invest, including UCC and IMA. TSMC has also come to invest here. We've had success in attracting businesses to Yunlin in the past 2 years. But our problem is that we don't have that much land that businesses can use for investment. In terms of business investment, Yunlin is a good place to do so. First, geographically, Yunlin is very central. It is in the middle of the Western Corridor. Transportation is also very convenient. We have a high-speed rail station and also are close to the major highways. Our basic infrastructure is also very good. We also have some of the most stable weather in Taiwan, so it is a good place for businesses' investment. Besides Liuqing Industrial Park, which is very big, we also have 11 other industrial zones, and they are almost all full. Many local and other businesses have asked us to find land for them, and we have a hard time doing so. We hope that the central government can open a new industrial park for us, and we've been talking to them for the past 2 years about it. Yunlin is Taiwan's largest agricultural county, so we feel responsible to produce the best agricultural products for Taiwan. So we really want central government to develop a new industrial park. This will be really important for Yunlin's development. We have all the best conditions for business investments here. The only thing we need is more land.
That was Yunlin County Magistrate Li Jingyong telling us all that his county is doing to promote ties with countries in Southeast Asia, South Asia, New Zealand, and Australia. This interview has been a part of RTI's series of interviews with Taiwan's city mayors and county magistrates about the new southbound policy. Thanks for tuning in to Taiwan Today. I'm Natalie So.